morning, dear Boston. I'm John Boudreaux, and Kelly Financial Safe Money Strategies indeed carries on every Saturday morning right here on WRKO 680 on the AM dial and online from just about anywhere. Even this big old house that I grew up in on this Mother's Day weekend, surrounding me everywhere are pictures of mothers, my mother, my two grandmothers. If you are lucky enough this Mother's Day to have your mother here with you, you make sure you call her, or better still, get in your car. And if you have to drive 100 miles, you better do it and go spend some good time with her and make sure that you wash the dishes. We have a lot on the show today. Kelly and I will be talking about a subject dear to me, and that is, what do we do in our retirement with our big old house that we've had for generations in the family? And sometimes it's not generations in the family, it's maybe just one generation, yours. But as you get older, you have to deal with it. And it's a big, big, well, it's not a problem. It shouldn't be a problem. It's a question. It's a puzzle. It's a work of art to be painted delicately. And Mrs. Kelly and I will be talking about that. We'll, of course, be hearing from the Kelly Financial Advisors, and I suspect a chat or two from Kelly and young William. So stay with us, and we will be right back.
Safe Money Strategies with John Boudreaux and Kelly Kelly. Call Kelly Financial on 888-800-1881 or go to kellyfinancial.org.
Good morning, dear friends and dear listeners. I'm Kelly Kelly, and welcome to our Safe Money Strategy show on this fine Saturday morning. I'm joined here today by my handsome and thoughtful son, William Kelly Jr., as we chat every Saturday morning. Good morning, William.
Good morning, Mom. Tomorrow is just a normal day, just a regular Sunday, ladies and gentlemen. Nothing more to say, except it's Mother's Day, and you will be getting breakfast in bed.
Yay!
And your kids will just remind you of how wonderful of a mother you've been to us.
Oh,
everything
thank
you've
you.
Done
Most
for us.
Most important thing I've ever done in my life.
I appreciate
is
that.
Is give birth to you and Mary Madeline.
Well, I'm very lucky to have a mother who thinks that way. So we'll try to make the day as comfortable for you as possible, stress-free. Mary Madeline and I were thinking of getting a transport massage service. Unfortunately, we couldn't find one. And then Mary Madeline was like, do you want to get included in this? I originally said yes, of course. But then she's like, no, it's Mother's Day. It's for Mom. It's about Mom. So
you guys are funny.
But then we ended up not finding a service. So sorry to disappoint you. Mary Madeline can give you a massage. I'm offering for her.
You guys are funny. Well, I want to wish everyone a wonderful Mother's Day weekend, and do keep us on your dial. We have some great information coming your way this morning. Mike Doucette and Greg Workman will be joining us next to share valuable insights into ways to transform your retirement savings into reliable, sustainable income. Mary Madeline Kelly and Greg Murray will dig into a timely financial topic, one that affects how you plan, protect, and grow your wealth in today's uncertain environment. It's a quick segment, but packed with useful takeaways. Later in the show, I will be back with John Boudreaux. In part one of our discussion, we'll break down the pros and cons of renting versus owning in retirement. And in part two, we'll cover mortgages, mistakes to avoid, and how to fund the move, whether you're downsizing or starting fresh. And of course, we'll hear a little wit and wisdom from Bill Kelly. And today's clip is about marriage. And I have to admit, this one makes me tear up every time I hear it. It's so sweet.
Mary Madeline said that this company was built out of love. And it's true, because you and Dad, you guys pretty much started from nothing and built this business from nothing because of your marriage. You both wanted to build something great together. You guys wanted to help people doing it.
Yes.
So I think that's pretty incredible, ladies and gentlemen. I don't know about you, but
and the best part is I get to work with my kids.
Exactly.
So that's a beautiful thing. Thank you, William.
Cool.
I feel very blessed. And I know Dad is smiling from heaven.
Good.
As well.
I'm sure he is.
Well, thank you for chatting with me this morning. I love you, honey.
I love you too. And happy Mother's Day.
Thank you, honey.
Oh,
Mother's Day is more than just a date on the calendar. It's a heartfelt reminder to honor the incredible women who shape our lives. At Kelly Financial Services, we understand the profound impact mothers have. Whether they're guiding families, nurturing dreams, or building legacies, their strength and love inspire us daily. This Mother's Day, let's celebrate the unwavering dedication and love that mothers bring into our lives. It's a time to reflect, appreciate, and express our deepest gratitude. As the CEO of Kelly Financial Services, I want to extend our heartfelt thanks to all the mothers out there. Your resilience and compassion are the cornerstones of our communities. Happy Mother's Day from all of us at Kelly Financial Services. May your day be filled with love, joy, and the recognition you so richly deserve.
Safe Money Strategies, brought to you by Kelly Financial Services. Call 888-800-1881 or go to kellyfinancial.org. Come retire with us.
Okay, my friends, if your 401k lately feels like something out of a Stephen King novel, you're not imagining it. The markets have been all over the place, up, down, sideways. It's like watching the Red Sox go into extra innings. But listen to me now, don't panic. The worst thing you can do is cash out and lock in your losses. Smart investors, they stay cool, they stick to their plan, and they work with people they trust. That's where Kelly Financial Services comes in. They're local, they're fiduciary advisors, and they care about your peace of mind. They'll help you ride out the storm so you're not making emotional decisions with your life savings on the line. Call them today for your free retirement consultation. 888-800-1881, 888-800-1881, or email kelly at kellyfinancial.org. That's Kelly at kellyfinancial.org.
Good morning, and welcome to the show. You are listening to Safe Money Strategies, and my name is Mike Doucette, Chief Operating Officer at Kelly Financial. Imagine waking up on that first Monday of retirement. The alarm doesn't ring because you've turned it off permanently. The morning rush is replaced with a leisurely cup of coffee. There's no commute, no meetings, no deadlines. It's the retirement dream you've worked decades to achieve. But then a sobering thought creeps in. There's no paycheck hitting your bank account this Friday, or the next, or ever again. How exactly will you pay for that dream vacation you've been planning on? Could you help your grandchildren with their college expenses without jeopardizing your own financial foundation? Most importantly, how can you be certain that the money you've saved will last not just a few decades, but for the rest of your life, no matter how long that might be? Today, we're going to demystify this important process and provide you with helpful strategies to create your retirement income blueprint, one that can help transform your savings into dependable mailbox money that arrives month after month, regardless of what's happening in the economy. By the end of the show, you'll understand ways to help generate that confidence and financial stability needed to truly enjoy the retirement you've worked so hard to achieve.
Hello, my name is Greg Workman, one of the advisors on the staff at Kelly Financial. If you find yourself wondering how to convert your retirement savings into predictable income that can weather economic storms and fund your retirement dreams, you are not alone. At Kelly Financial Services, we focus on helping people just like you create comprehensive income plans that help provide both financial balance and a sense of confidence and control. Call us today at 888-800-1881 to schedule your complimentary retirement income analysis. Our team will review your current situation and develop a personalized plan that helps ensure you'll never run out of money, no matter how long you live. Again, our number is 888-800-1881, or visit us online at kellyfinancial.org.
Your retirement represents decades of hard work, disciplined saving, and careful planning. Don't risk undermining all that effort by failing to develop a strategic approach to generating income. Give us a call today and let our team help you create a plan that turns your retirement dreams into reality.
When I meet with clients who are approaching retirement, I often notice an interesting psychological barrier that they face.
For decades, they've become accustomed to receiving regular paychecks from work, reliable income that arrives like clockwork every couple of weeks or so. They've diligently saved in their 401ks and other retirement accounts, watching their balances slowly grow over time. But now, as retirement looms on the horizon, a fundamental question emerges. How do I convert these account balances into the income that I will need to support my lifestyle?
And this isn't just a financial question, it's deeply psychological. The reassurance of knowing exactly when and how much money will arrive in your bank account is something most of us take for granted during our working years. That predictability creates confidence, allowing you to plan vacations, help family members, renovate your home, or simply enjoy dinner out without constantly worrying about money. But in retirement, without a comprehensive income plan, that confidence can quickly evaporate.
I encourage all of my clients to sit down with their spouses and create a detailed list of their retirement dreams and aspirations. I encourage them to be specific about time frames and budgets. Do you want to take two or more major trips annually, help grandchildren with college expenses, or plan on doing some renovations to your home? Once you've identified these goals, we can work backwards to help create an income strategy that funds them reliably, allowing you to pursue your dreams with confidence.
For decades, many financial advisors have relied on the so-called 4% rule when helping clients plan for retirement income. This rule, developed by financial advisor Bill Bengen in 1994, suggested that retirees could safely withdraw 4% of their retirement portfolio during their first year of retirement, then adjust that amount for inflation each subsequent year, without running out of money over a typical 30-year retirement.
But here's something many advisors won't share. This rule is fundamentally outdated in today's economic environment. Today's financial landscape is dramatically different. The rate of interest that savings can earn today is much lower compared to when the 4% rule was created. The stock market is volatile, and inflation remains stubbornly high. And perhaps the most significant change is that we can expect to live longer in retirement than we did in the past.
All these factors mean that blindly following the 4% rule could potentially lead to running out of money prematurely, or equally problematic, living far too frugally and not enjoying the retirement you've worked so hard to achieve. What's needed instead is a personalized approach that can consider your unique circumstances, goals, and the current economic reality. Greg and I need to take a quick break, but we'll be back later in the show to discuss other ways to generate predictable retirement income. Stay tuned.
Kelly Financial Services, 888-800-1881.
I believe that this nation should commit itself to achieving the goal of landing a man on the moon and returning him safely to the earth.
6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0. All engine running. Liftoff. Liftoff on Apollo 11.
Remember those Apollo moon missions? One of America's greatest adventures and achievements, too. The nation set a goal and then realized it. What are your goals? At Kelly Financial Services, we've got the right team and technology to help launch your retirement planning. Let us help you set and reach your goals for your greatest adventure and achievement. Call us at 888-800-1881 or visit us at kellyfinancial.org. Where do you want to land?
Houston, Tranquility Base here. The Eagle has landed.
We are Kelly Financial Services. Come retire with us.
The Money Wrap with Kelly Financial Advisors, Greg Murray and Mary Madeline Kelly.
Good morning. This is Greg Murray, Senior Vice President and Chief Compliance Officer at Kelly Financial Services. Joining me today is Mary Madeline Kelly, one of our wealth advisors. How are you doing today?
Good morning, Greg. I am doing great. I had a great trip to Holland. And to circle back to our conversation about the tulip crisis, I can now see why tulips were such a high commodity. They were absolutely stunning. The Keukenhof Botanical Gardens were such an amazing experience, and I felt so lucky to be there.
I am happy you got to experience it. It is definitely on my list of places to go. Hopefully, I'll be able to get there soon.
I would highly recommend it. So today, we're talking about a big question we keep hearing. CDs, bonds, or stocks? What's actually worth your money in 2025?
It's a great topic. A lot of investors are trying to make smart choices in what still feels like an unpredictable market. So let's start with CDs, or certificates of deposit. So what's your take on them right now?
Honestly, CDs have become a real contender again. We're seeing yields in the 4 to 4.5% range, which is strong for something that's FDIC insured and completely risk-free from a principal standpoint. If you've got short-term savings goals or just want to park your cash for a bit, they are not a bad option.
Agreed, but they do come with a big caveat. Liquidity. Once your money is in, it's stuck for the term unless you want to pay penalties. And even at 4.5%, you're still losing purchasing power if inflation stays sticky.
That's true. CDs are a good place to store money temporarily, not necessarily grow it over time. That's where bonds start to look a bit more compelling, especially now.
Bond yields are looking better than they have in years. Treasuries, corporates, and even some munis are in the 4.5% to 6% yield range. And unlike CDs, they offer potential price appreciation if the interest rates fall later this year or into 2026.
That's the key, total return potential. Not just the income, but also capital gains if rates drop. But you still have to manage interest rate risk, especially with longer-term bonds. That's why strategies like bond ladders or staying in shorter durations can be smart right now.
Exactly. Some investors like to use bond ladders, staggering maturities to balance income, flexibility, and reinvestment opportunities.
Now, let's shift to stocks, the asset class people love to question when the market feels shaky. But long-term, still the best chance at real growth.
Couldn't agree more. Stocks are volatile, yes, but over time they've outpaced both inflation and fixed income. Right now, we're seeing more focus on quality companies with strong cash flow, healthy balance sheets, and consistent dividends.
And this isn't the meme stock market of 2021 anymore. Investors want resilience and fundamentals. I'm also seeing people use this time to rebalance, add to stocks while valuations are more reasonable in certain sectors.
So let's put it together. If someone listening is wondering, where do I put my money in 2025? What do we tell them?
Think of it like this. CDs for short-term savings or parking cash, bonds for income and some appreciation, and stocks for long-term growth. The right mix depends on your timeline, risk tolerance, and overall goals.
And that's why working with a financial advisor makes a difference. The headlines don't know your retirement date or your income needs, but your plan should.
Exactly. The worst move right now is letting indecision keep your money on the sidelines. There are smart, flexible strategies out there. You just need to find the right one for you.
Whether you're leaning towards CDs, bonds, or stocks, remember, it's not about finding the perfect investment. It's about building a strategy that works for your life.
That is precisely right. Well, that is all on the agenda for today. Thank you for your time, Greg, and I look forward to seeing you next week.
You too. Have a great weekend.
To get in touch with Greg Murray or Mary Madeline Kelly or any member of the Kelly Financial team, call 888-800-1881.
Safe Money Strategies with John Budrys and Kelly Kelly. Call the team on 888-800-1881.
And we are back. I'm John Budrys, the co-host of Safe Money Strategies, and thanks for joining me this Mother's Day weekend morning. Well, today's topic hits close to home, and I mean that very literally. We're talking about housing options in retirement. Should you own your own home? Should you rent a home instead and sell your equity and cash out? And these are tricky questions, and we deal with them every day. And for many of us who are dealing with this subject, our home, it's just not a place that we just live in it. It's the place of all of our memories and our financial assets. It has the two parts of our lives that we've worked our whole life for, that is our family memories and our family and that place to live. And some of us want to stay in our own home. Some of us want to downsize and go to a tiny home or a retirement community. Now, to help us look at the pros and the cons of these two models, renting versus owning in retirement, Mrs. Kelly is going to be joining me. Kelly Kelly, that is, the CEO of Kelly Financial. Good morning and welcome.
Good morning, John. Happy to be here with you on this Saturday morning.
Well, let's start with the basics. As we often hear, for many retirees, owning a home with a fixed mortgage, or better still, no mortgage at all, These seem to be the pillars of financial security. Why and how is that?
Well, John, having a fixed mortgage payment, or better yet, no mortgage payment, certainly provides predictability. And in a world where prices are rising all around us, a fixed cost for housing means one less variable to worry about.
Is that part of why home ownership is seen as a hedge against inflation? That tried and true hedge against it?
Absolutely. As rents climb, homeowners with stable payments are protected. Plus, property values tend to rise over the long term, which means the asset itself appreciates in value.
Well, should retirees then think about paying off their mortgage before they retire?
Yes, if possible, it's smart to head into retirement with that debt eliminated. If not, refinancing to a lower rate while they're still working can be a great move.
Well, what about property taxes or insurance costs? Even if the mortgage is paid off, those costs don't disappear, and they're escalating these days.
They do not. Homeowners still need to plan for those ongoing expenses, but they're usually far less than rent payments may be.
Okay, let's flip the coin. Renting. This is something that folks just resist, but actually it has benefits too. So can you walk us through some of those benefits?
Of course. Renting offers flexibility. For example, if you want to relocate or maybe downsize or move closer to family, or possibly try out a different city or climate, renting can make all of that much easier.
Well, I imagine folks rent to avoid the headaches of home maintenance. Would that be fair to say?
That is true. They won't have to worry about an unexpected roof repair or a broken furnace. For retirees who want a simpler life, renting shifts those worries to the landlord.
I've heard some folks say they feel like renting means that they are throwing money away. Is that always a fair analysis?
Not always, John. What they are paying for is convenience, flexibility, and in many cases, peace of mind, which can be worth every penny, especially if cash flow is steady.
Are there specific times when renting is a smarter choice for retirees than owning?
Yes. If a retiree isn't sure where they want to settle long term, or if they're moving closer to kids and grandkids who might move again themselves, renting keeps options open.
Okay, Kelly, let's then talk about the wealth building side. How does owning a home help retirees build and keep equity?
Every mortgage payment chips away at the principal. This means the ownership value grows over time. Also, in many areas, property values have appreciated significantly over the years.
So, by retirement, homeowners should be sitting on a significant asset.
Exactly. And that equity can be tapped later through downsizing, selling, or even other creative solutions such as reverse mortgages.
Would you say that home ownership acts almost like a forced savings account?
In a way, it does. Unlike a 401k, where it can be tempting to skip contributions, mortgage payments are automatic and steadily build wealth.
So even if retirees don't plan to sell, that home equity is a safety net.
Yes, it can fund health care, emergencies, or even legacy goals for their heirs.
Kelly, I read on a real estate website, iProperty Management, these things are on my mind these days, that fewer retirees today are homeowners compared to just 20 years ago. Why do you think that is?
Well, John, the cost of maintaining a home has skyrocketed, as we all know, and many retirees value mobility more than ever before. They want freedom, not roof repairs.
Are you seeing retirees rent even in their 60s and 70s?
Absolutely. Renting no longer carries a stigma. It's often seen as a smart lifestyle choice.
Do you think this trend will continue?
Honestly, I think so, John, especially because of high property taxes, maintenance costs, and the desire for flexibility.
Okay, Kelly, how does someone actually make the rent versus own decision? There's so many moving parts.
This is where a financial advisor really becomes essential.
John, this is exactly where a good advisor becomes not just helpful, but critical. Housing is one of the biggest expenses in retirement, and unlike a grocery bill, it cannot be easily trimmed. At Kelly Financial, our advisors help clients take a broader view. When it comes to making this type of move, we consider income streams, savings, taxes, healthcare needs, family goals, and how their current or future housing situation aligns with all of these factors.
So it's not just about running the numbers on a mortgage or figuring out rent.
No, it's about strategy. Having a trusted advisor walk through this decision can give clarity on all the long-term financial implications.
Would you recommend any other resources our dear listeners can explore if they have questions?
Having a retirement income strategy in place should be step number one, but there are many things to consider when developing a housing plan. Our free investor guide, Your Retirement Income Planning Checklist, highlights topics like a housing plan to explore when preparing for the future.
As always, Kelly, very useful information and insight, and thank you for that. To get the guide and make a complimentary appointment with the Kelly Financial Advisor, call 888-800-1881 or email kelly@kellyfinancial.org. That's all the time we have for this segment, and thanks so much for joining me. And when we return, we'll look at common retiree housing mistakes, mortgage management, and alternative housing options. You're listening to Safe Money Strategies, the radio show heard right here on WRKO and streaming on the iHeart app. We're in our 20th year of broadcasting, and boy, we really thank you for that. So stay tuned, and we shall be back in a flash.
Safe Money Strategies, brought to you by Kelly Financial Services. Call 888-800-1881 or visit kellyfinancial.org.
Ready to enjoy your golden years without worry? At Kelly Financial, we know retirement planning can be overwhelming. With more than 21 years of experience, our friendly team of advisors makes it easy and stress-free. Trust us to help you create a secure and enjoyable future. For a free initial retirement consultation, call 888-800-1881 or email kelly@kellyfinancial.org. We're Kelly Financial. Come retire with us.
Safe Money Strategies with John Budrys and Kelly Kelly. Call the team on 888-800-1881.
And we're back. I'm John Budrys, the co-host of Safe Money Strategies, and thanks for joining me this morning. Housing in retirement isn't just about where you live. Carefully planning any move is crucial because it can significantly impact your financial strategy and your future and your health even. So whether you're already retired or you're planning ahead, making that right call on home ownership or renting can set the tone for decades to come. So let's bring back Kelly Kelly, CEO of Kelly Financial. She'll give us some tips for transitioning wisely and avoiding some financial roadblocks along the way. Kelly, good morning and welcome back again. I hope you have a big cup of coffee.
Good morning, John. Happy to be back with you on this Saturday morning.
Kelly, we're talking about housing options for retirees. We've already set the stage comparing ownership versus renting a home. Now we want to talk about housing mistakes to avoid, alternative housing options, and how to fund a move when the time comes.
Sounds great, John. Let's jump into it.
Kelly, I'm sure you've seen this firsthand, but you've witnessed a lot of housing mistakes that retirees make. So tell us a little bit about the biggest ones.
I'd have to say the first big mistake is underestimating cost. People think if they downsize, everything will get cheaper. But let's be honest, moving is not cheap. Never will be. There are realtor fees, closing costs, moving expenses, new furniture. Even if you say there's not going to be any new furniture, there usually is. It all adds up fast.
So don't assume just because you're buying a smaller house that it's automatically a better deal for you.
Exactly. You have to run the real numbers, not just the purchase price. Consider there will be ongoing property taxes, of course, insurance, and possibly HOA fees.
That's interesting. What's another mistake?
Well, another mistake is overcommitting to a new mortgage. Some retirees, believe it or not, actually take on new 15 or 30-year mortgages late in life without thinking through the long-term implications. If their income changes, say a spouse passes away, that mortgage can become a serious burden.
Wow, so you're saying if they don't own their own home outright, they could be setting themselves up for big trouble.
Correct. Ideally, their housing situation should lower their financial pressure in retirement, not add to it.
What about renters? What about the mistakes there?
Oh, yes. Not understanding lease terms is a big one. Some communities raise rent sharply after the first year. Others have heavy restrictions that can affect lifestyle, such as guest rules, pet policies, or even restrictions on moving out early. It's important to read the fine print.
Good points. I bet emotions really get in the way, too.
They can. We know that making emotional decisions, such as clinging to a home that's too big, too costly, or too hard to maintain because it holds memories, can hurt retirees financially. Sentiment is important, but it can't outweigh good financial planning.
Any other mistakes that we should be mentioning this morning?
Waiting too long to plan is a big one. Housing transitions take time. If folks wait until a health issue forces a move, they'll have to make decisions under pressure. This probably won't get them the best deal or situation.
So what would you say is the bottom line here, Kelly?
Start early. Plan while there are still options, not when they get boxed in. It's essential to consult with a financial advisor and family to get ahead of the game.
So the real takeaway is that planning equals freedom.
That's right, John.
That's great information. Okay, switching gears a bit. Mortgages. What's your advice for folks approaching retirement who still have a mortgage? Should they rush to pay it off?
It depends, John. If the mortgage is small and rates are low, it might make sense to keep it and invest extra cash elsewhere. But if the balance is large and the payment is a strain, paying it down before retirement is ideal.
What about refinancing before they leave the workforce?
Absolutely. It's much easier to qualify for favorable refinance terms while you still have regular employment income.
How far in advance should retirees start planning around this?
Ideally, 5 to 10 years before retirement. Mortgage strategy should be part of the overall retirement income plan.
And what about unexpected repairs? You know, we should expect them. That should be reflected in planning, too.
Yes, having a home maintenance reserve fund is very smart, since in retirement, every surprise bill feels bigger.
Okay, so Kelly, let's talk about reverse mortgages. They get a lot of buzz. You know, you see them in between the news shows and the commercials all the time, and it's probably good and bad. So what's the real story?
Through a reverse mortgage, the homeowner can receive monthly income and accumulate cash reserves. When used carefully, reverse mortgages can provide cash-free tax flow for retirees without forcing them to sell their homes.
But there are risks, right?
Yes, fees can be high, and homeowners still must pay property taxes, insurance, and maintain the home. Homeowners should watch out for compound interest, which makes it more like a credit card than a regular mortgage. It's important for retirees not to miss this, or they could lose their house.
So, when might a reverse mortgage make sense?
If someone plans to stay in their home long term and needs supplemental income, it can be a viable option. They just need to understand the terms fully.
It's not a quick decision, is it?
Absolutely not. people should consult a trusted financial advisor before signing anything.
Let's talk alternatives then. Retirement communities, living with family. What do retirees need to consider there?
Retirement communities can offer social engagement, amenities, and safety. However, they come with costs, including monthly fees, buy-ins, and ongoing expenses.
And living with family?
Again, another wonderful idea, as long as everyone's expectations are clear. It's important to set boundaries, to have financial discussions early, and to make sure it's a partnership and not a burden.
So communication is key.
Yes, these arrangements work best when built on transparency and mutual respect.
All right, Kelly, before we wrap up, let's talk tools. If a retiree is considering a big housing change, are there financial vehicles that can help them manage that transition?
There are several options retirees can consider, such as home sale proceeds. Their required minimum distributions, RMDs, from retirement accounts, or even fixed index annuities that provide a steady paycheck. These are all options to be discussed with their financial advisor, who can help position them in safer investments or other retirement income vehicles.
Sounds like the message is to make a plan and don't go it alone.
That's right. At Kelly Financial, our advisors are fiduciaries who can help map out their cash flow, asset protection, and risk management strategy before making any housing decisions.
Do you have any other resources for our listeners who may have questions?
We do. Our free investor guide, Your Retirement Income Planning Checklist, is just that, a checklist of 10 things impacting their retirement income strategy that they should not forget to plan for.
As always, Kelly, you and your team are always there and ready to help. So thanks again for coming on the show, especially today. To get the guide and to make a complimentary appointment with a Kelly Financial Advisor, call 888-800-1881 or email kelly at kellyfinancial.org. That's all the time we have for now. Thanks so much for joining me and your listening to Safe Money Strategies, the radio show heard right here on WRKO and streaming on the iHeart app. We're in our 20th year broadcasting, so thank you so much for that. Stay tuned, and we will be back in a New York minute.
I'm Kelly Kelly from Kelly Financial. Is your financial advisor a fiduciary? In other words, are they legally required to act in your best interest? My complimentary book, Retire Your Fear, Plan Your Future, explains what a fiduciary is and will help you understand if an advisor is really putting you first. For the book, call 888-800-1881 or email kelly at kellyfinancial.org. We're Kelly Financial. Come retire with us.
Welcome back. You're listening to Safe Money Strategies. My name is Mike Doucette, and joining me in the studio this morning is investment advisor Greg Workman. Before the break, Greg and I discussed some of the flaws with the 4% rule. Greg, what other options can retirees explore instead of relying on the old 4% rule?
Modern financial planning tools allow financial professionals to create dynamic models that account for various withdrawal rates, market scenarios, inflation projections, and longevity estimates. Rather than relying on a one-size-fits-all rule, we can develop personalized withdrawal strategies that adapt to changing market conditions or your evolving needs throughout retirement. The key is having access to planning tools and financial professionals who know how to use them effectively to create personalized strategies rather than relying on outdated rules of thumb.
One of the most valuable aspects of modern retirement income planning is the ability to test your plan against various economic scenarios. This goes beyond simply projecting average returns and inflation rates. Instead, it involves asking important what-if questions to help ensure your income strategy remains resilient even when faced with significant challenges. What would happen to your income plan if the stock market experienced a severe downturn similar to 2008, the onset of COVID pandemic, or the more recent tariff-related market plunge? just as you begin retirement? What if a prolonged recession reduced investment returns for several consecutive years? And what if inflation spiked to levels we haven't seen in decades? What if you faced unexpected health care costs or needed long-term care? And what if tax rates increased?
These aren't pleasant scenarios to contemplate, but addressing them before they occur allows you to develop contingency strategies that could help protect your financial security. Without this type of scenario testing, many retirees find themselves making difficult decisions under pressure when these challenges arise, potentially selling assets at inopportune times or dramatically reducing their lifestyle.
When developing a retirement income plan, one of the most significant challenges can be helping ensure you have dependable income that lasts for your entire lifetime, regardless of how long you live. This is where annuities can play a valuable role in your overall strategy. We recently held an educational workshop at our office focused on annuities. The workshop was titled Annuities: The Good, the Bad, and the Ugly.
Annuities are financial products offered by insurance companies designed specifically to provide reliable income streams, often for life. Unlike investment accounts that can go up or down with market conditions, certain types of annuities can offer predictable, dependable income that continues regardless of market performance or how long you live. This unique characteristic addresses one of retirees' greatest fears, the fear of outliving their money.
There are several types of annuities, each with different features and benefits. Fixed annuities provide a specific interest rate and predictable income payments. Variable annuities offer potential for higher returns based on the performance of the underlying investment options, but with less income certainty. Indexed annuities fall somewhere in between, providing some participation in market gains while offering downside protection. Immediate annuities begin paying income right away, while deferred annuities allow your money to grow before payments begin at a future date.
For married couples, many annuities offer joint life payout options, helping ensure that income continues as long as either spouse remains alive. This feature can be particularly valuable for addressing the financial stability of a surviving spouse. It's important to understand that annuities are not one-size-fits-all solutions, nor are they appropriate for every household. They typically involve fees, surrender charges for early withdrawals, and once established, may offer limited flexibility. Additionally, many annuities are complex products with various features and riders that can be difficult to evaluate without the proper professional guidance. The guarantees offered by annuities are backed by the financial strength and claims-paying ability of the issuing insurance company, making that insurer's stability an important consideration.
One effective approach to incorporating annuities into your retirement strategy is what many financial advisors often call the income floor or essential expenses approach. This strategy involves identifying your essential monthly expenses, which would be housing, utilities, food, healthcare, insurance, and other necessities, and helping ensure these costs are covered by dependable income sources. By combining Social Security benefits, pension income if available, and annuity payments, you can create a reliable income floor that covers these essential expenses regardless of market conditions.
With their essential expenses secured, the remainder of their retirement assets can be invested in more aggressive vehicles like stock-based mutual funds or exchange-traded funds that offer far greater growth potential to address inflation and fund discretionary expenses like travel, hobbies, and gifts to family. This balanced approach helps provide both stability and opportunity. The comfort of knowing essential needs will be met, combined with the opportunity for continued growth to enhance lifestyle and address rising costs over time.
This essential expenses strategy offers psychological benefits as well. Many retirees find it easier to stomach market volatility when they know their basic living needs are provided for regardless of market performance. This sense of reassurance often allows for more rational decision-making during market downturns, preventing panic selling and other emotional responses that can damage long-term financial health.
While the guaranteed income aspect of annuities is attractive, remember that this guarantee is only as strong as the company that stands behind it. Unlike bank products covered by FDIC insurance, annuity guarantees are backed by the issuing insurance company, in some cases by state guarantee associations, up to certain limits. This makes the financial strength and stability of the insurance company a vital consideration when evaluating annuity options.
For those considering annuities, it's essential to work with a knowledgeable financial advisor who can help you understand all aspects of these products, from fees and surrender periods to tax implications and income options. An advisor can also help you determine what portion of your retirement assets might be appropriate to allocate to annuities based on your specific circumstances and which type of annuity might best suit your needs.
Remember that annuities are just one tool in a comprehensive retirement income strategy. The ideal approach typically involves a thoughtful blend of income sources, including Social Security, pensions if available, annuities for guaranteed income, and traditional investment portfolios for higher rates of growth potential and flexibility. This diversified approach provides both stability and opportunity, helping you to meet essential needs while maintaining growth potential to address inflation and fund the lifestyle elements that make retirement rewarding.
As we wrap up today's show, I hope you've gained valuable insights into ways to transform your retirement savings into reliable, sustainable income. The journey from receiving regular paychecks during your working years to generating income from your accumulated assets represents one of the most significant financial transitions you'll ever make. Without proper planning, this shift can create anxiety and uncertainty, potentially preventing you from fully enjoying the retirement you've worked so hard to achieve. But with a comprehensive retirement income blueprint, you can approach this new chapter with confidence, knowing exactly how you'll fund your lifestyle and pursue your dreams for decades to come.
If you're ready to create your personalized retirement income plan, the team at Kelly Financial is here to help. Our comprehensive approach goes beyond generic rules of thumb to develop strategies custom tailored specifically to your goals, appetite for risk, and current economic realities. Whether you're already retired or planning for that transition in the years to come, there's no better time to help ensure your income strategy is optimized for both stability and enjoyment. Call our team today at 888-800-1881 to schedule your complimentary retirement income analysis. Our team will review your current situation, identify opportunities and potential vulnerabilities, and help you create a plan that helps ensure financial confidence and control throughout retirement. Call now and take that first step toward retirement income confidence. With that, my name is Greg Workman.
And I'm Mike Doucette. Join us next week for more Safe Money Strategies.
Joining us now, as she always does at this time, the CEO, co-founder, president of Kelly Financial Services. And yes, that is her wonderful name, Kelly Kelly. Kelly, how are you?
Good morning, Jeff. I am good. If you are a business owner thinking about retirement, here is something important. Preserving your wealth is not just about growing it, it's about protecting it. And that takes more than guesswork. It takes trusted guidance. And that is where Kelly Financial comes in. We specialize in helping business owners like you protect what you have built. Our advisors help with critical strategies, minimizing taxes, managing risk, planning for succession, and creating a solid retirement income plan. We want your business to work just as hard for you in retirement as you did building it. You can request our free guide, Six Ways to a Happy Retirement, with tips to help you retire with more confidence and peace of mind. To get the guide or schedule a complimentary consultation, call us or email Kelly at kellyfinancial.org or go to our website for the Radio Rewind. Jeff, have a wonderful weekend. My best to Grace and the kiddos.
Thank you so much, Kelly. All the best to you and everyone at Kelly Financial. Okay, for a free consultation, call 888-800-1881, 888-800-1881. Or if you prefer, you can actually email Kelly herself, kelly@kellyfinancial.org. That's kelly@kellyfinancial.org.
Safe Money Strategies, 888-800-1881.
You know, marriage is a great thing. I see people who come to visit with us in our offices in Braintree, Burlington. People visited with us in Palm Beach. And the joy of seeing people in a beautiful marriage with a family surrounding them, it's amazing. It's an amazing gift. It's an amazing enrichment in life. I remember coming in my back door once in Burlington. I have a private entrance, the back of my office, which I'm very fortunate to have. And there was a couple sitting on a little bench there. They were well into their 80s. He was feeding his wife a muffin, a blueberry muffin, bit by bit. And she was eating it almost like a little bird. And they were talking, they were giggling. And I walked by them. I was on my way, of course, to an important meeting, as usual, Kelly, right? And I just turned my head. I said, wow, first date. And he looked at me. He said, well, we're just getting to know each other, he said. And he said, we're learning every day a little bit more. Isn't that beautiful, ladies and gentlemen? Isn't that amazing? And they got up. They were holding hands. They walked in. And they were actually coming to visit with us. So it was like a double surprise, come to find out. So what's the beauty in having someone in your life you love? Well, it's an amazing thing for me. You know, my wife, Kelly, is a beautiful woman in many ways. I mean, she was a stunningly beautiful woman on the night I met her. Took my breath away. But I think I also saw something inside of her. I saw something within her spirit. I instantly recognized it. And I think that's what attracted Kelly to me. I think that's what made her think there might be something different in this guy. I might want to see him again because I never thought she would. And as we grew closer and through our married years, it's been true. What a beautiful person my wife is in all the inobvious ways, her imagination, her determination, her support of me when we had very little, not very many complaints, her ability, her spirit. These are things that are sort of a blessing in my life. And I hope all of you have had a chance to experience something even remotely like that, because it's very beautiful. And Kelly is a stalwart. She's the strongest woman, the strongest person I've ever met. And she navigates through life and does thousands of things every week to support our business venture, our family, our future. And I'm sort of the imagineer. I'm like the imagining guy. And she's the person on the ground, making sure that my tether doesn't break and I go sailing off into the universe somewhere with the next big idea. Well, my ideas sometimes take fruit and sometimes they take hold, and we've been very blessed with that, but I've had a lot of freedom. But the most I can say, well, the most important thing I can tell you is how blessed I've been in my life to have someone in my life like my wife, Kelly, and how much I admire her, not just for always being there, but for understanding a lot of complex things that go on when you're building a company or you're building out a vision that was sort of written on a piece of paper. And Kelly's always been there for me, and it's tough. It's tough sometimes. And I learned to love through Kelly with a family of 10 people and everybody in a hurry and no one really able to share much time with each other with all the things that went on in my family. I was probably ill fit for marriage or even to be a partner because I didn't know how to be with somebody. I didn't know how to spend time with someone because we were always on the go, always doing something, and just enjoying being with someone was something that I did not know how to do. And over the years, I've learned to do that with Kelly, my wife. I hope someday you have that feeling or have had it. Many of you, what's very easy for you to do generally is very difficult for me, and what's very difficult for you to do as you listen to me is very simple to me. So with my boldness, I've been able to make a path, make my way in life, but And there's a limitation because I've just learned that being bold was the way to do everything, and it's not. It's hard to be understanding when you're always bold, so I had to temper that. I was very fortunate to meet Kelly, and I was very fortunate that she became interested in me. I always wondered, am I going to live before I die? Am I going to die before I live? That was what I wondered, because I never thought I lived. I always thought I was just getting started. I'm getting started. I'm getting started. And then when I met my wife, Kelly, guess what I found out? I'm living, and I'm okay with doing it, and it's okay. Because I think when you admit that you're living, guess what else you have to admit? You have to stop racing, and you have to say, I'm living, but I'm also on my way to dying. So we like to ignore that second part, don't we? I do. So I've been very lucky. I think, you know, I love Kelly. Kelly, if you're listening, I love you from the bottom of my heart, any way possible. I always will. I always have. And I do right now. And we'll be right back.
Call Kelly Financial Services, 888-800-1881.
I'm Kelly Kelly from Kelly Financial. Whether you're in your 60s, 70s, or 80s, financial advice is important when it comes to preserving your nest egg. We have a free investor guide called Designing Your Fiscal House to Weather the Elements, which highlights the steps needed to build a balanced portfolio. For the guide, call 888-800-1881 or email kelly@kellyfinancial.org. We're Kelly Financial. Come retire with us.
Senior Safe Money Strategies with John Budrys and Kelly Kelly. 888-800-1881.
The news break is coming up, and during the break, take the time to give a call at 888-800-1881 and make that all-important first step to secure your retirement future. Talk things through with a financial advisor about any aspect of retirement or money management, whether it's your portfolio, concerns about health care, or if you're tossing around the idea of relocating or maybe helping out with your grandchildren's college. You see, a financial advisor isn't only about the stock market. That's only a portion of the job description. And in the end, you'll be amazed at how very small adjustments over time can have enormous results when it's time to retire. In fact, these adjustments can be the difference of when you can retire, or in some cases, whether you can retire at all. So call us at 888-800-1881 or visit us at kellyfinancial.org and raise a toast to your financial future. 888-800-1881, Kelly Financial Services with offices in Braintree and Burlington. All right, see you next week.
All opinions expressed by the host, his guests, or employees of Kelly Financial Services are solely their own and do not reflect the opinions of Kelly Financial Services. Information has been obtained from sources deemed to be reliable, but their accuracy and completeness cannot be guaranteed. The information provided is general in nature and is not intended to be specific investment, tax, or legal advice. It is always advisable to consult a professional before making a financial decision. The host is a client of Kelly Financial Services. In exchange for hosting the Safe Money Strategies show and providing testimonials of his personal experience as a client of Kelly Financial Services, Kelly has waived the host's advisory fee in full. Because of this arrangement where the host receives compensation in the form of a fee waiver, the host has an incentive to recommend Kelly Financial Services, resulting in a material conflict of interest. Radio.